Nigel, well, you threw everything at Spurs second half. I thought you were going to do it. Not quite.
Yeah, we just ran out of time, didn't we? Second half was what we wanted to do in the first half. Credit to Tottenham because they've slowed the game right down. From that point of view, away from home, you know, took the sting out of the game. They passed it about. We give them two, from our point of view, goals that, you know, we always look that we can do better on. But the second half, we threw the kitchen sink at them. It's fair to say that Rodriguez scores a good goal. The introduction of Mayuka was important. He made the impact that you always look for coming off the bench. And all in all, we give it a good shot in the second half. Just unfortunately, ran out of time.
Fans right behind you again. I notice I love your pre-match article here. A house divided against itself cannot stand. A famous quote from Abraham Lincoln. It seems as though everybody is pulling in the same direction. Supporters, players, management.
Very much so. We've come a long way in a very short space of time. You've seen the reaction of the supporters throughout, getting behind the players. You've seen the reaction of the players. Obviously, we've gone behind in the game, but they've shown great character in the second half, passion to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game. And that's what we've got. We've got everyone pulling in the same direction, which is important. And it gives us an opportunity to achieve what we want to do this season.
Looking at it from the outside, Nigel, people look at a team that's lost 7 of its 9 games and says, well, that team's going one place, which is down. So how do you keep the confidence within the dressing room, within the club?
Well, I think the confidence is there. We be positive in everything we do. No one wants to see me down because I've got a lead from the front. So very, very rare if you ever do see me. Maybe last weekend was one. But obviously, I thought we did all right against West Ham. We're on the back of a poor scoreline. We keep working hard on the training ground. The lads have had a good week this week. You know, spirits are high. Confidence remains to be high. We're facing a great challenge. And when we come through it, we will all look back and think, you know, we work very hard for each other to get through that spell, and we can enjoy this successful period when it does arrive.
Jay's first goal in the Premier League, and after that he looked like a player that felt he was at home in the Premier League. He looked more confident in front of goal, maybe.
He works ever so hard. I think he's an exceptional talent. His movement is outstanding. He scored a goal. He could have scored a few more. He's had opportunities in every game up to now. He's only young. And maybe he just hit it on the head. Maybe with some of the lads, you know, we're in the Premier League, and it's a first experience for a lot of people, and maybe we've got to have a bit more confidence about ourselves and a bit more belief about ourselves to not look at the name on someone's shirt or the team sheet and just go out and do what we do.
And just going back to your match day programme article, you referred to Rocky Bilbao and one of his famous quotes, and your lads did get up today and they did fight back.
They did. They show great character, and you keep going. That's what you've got to do. We love what we do. We love the football club, we love football in general. You know things are going to go against yourself. Well, pick yourself up and keep going, because that's the only way you're going to get through it. Keep working hard, keep the belief, stick shoulder to shoulder with your mate and get on with it.